Hello and welcome! Welcome back to my channel. I'm Rollo Casagura. I'm a hand-in-hand parenting instructor and I'm really glad to be here with you today. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about children's sadness. When children come to us and they tell us, I'm sad because my friend is moving away, or I'm sad because the teacher, my favorite teacher, is retiring. I'm sad that the holiday is ending. I'm sad that this kid didn't want to play with me at school. Oftentimes, when children come to us with their sadness, we tend to butt them. sometimes we might tell them, oh, I see, but you'll get to see your friend next month when we visit. Or, yeah, I know, but at least you got to have your teacher for a few months. Or, yes, but we'll have another holiday in 3 months' time. Or, yeah, but I'm sure you have other kids you can play with in school. So when they come to us with their sadness and they bring their sadness, we are quick to rescue them, quick to butt them, to bring something positive in the picture, to try and rescue them from that sadness. The thing is, it makes sense to want to rescue our children from sadness if sadness is a hard feeling for us to handle, if we feel uncomfortable when we feel sad, when it's difficult for us to embrace our sadness, to sit with it, to not try and find a silver lining and try to find something positive that will make the sadness go away. If we weren't allowed to feel sad while growing up, if we weren't allowed to express our sadness because adults in our life couldn't handle it, if we were butted by well-intended parents trying to rescue us from sadness, we might have never gotten the chance to sit with our sadness, to embrace it, to accept it, to just be with it and see that we can survive, we are okay, we are still safe even in sadness, and we can come out the other side. So it makes sense now to have difficulties and to find it really challenging to sit with our child's sadness. So we are now trying to rescue our children from sadness. The thing is, when we try that, two messages reach our children. One of them is that they shouldn't feel sad because, yes, your friend is going away, but you'll see them in next month, so you shouldn't be sad. Or, yes, you're sad because the holiday is ending, but we're gonna have another holiday next summer, so you shouldn't feel sad. And the second message that reaches them is that sadness is unsafe. It's a dangerous place to be. It's a scary feeling to have. So I'm gonna just come in and rescue you so you don't have to feel sadness anymore. The thing is, sadness is just a feeling. It has no moral value. It's not good or bad. It's just a feeling. We can sit with it. We can be safe with it. Nothing bad happens to us when we feel sad. Yes, it might be a more difficult feeling to handle than others. It might be uncomfortable or unpleasant, but still, we're safe in our sadness. And also, it's okay to feel sad. We get the right to feel sad. It's okay. So what do our children need from us when they are sad or bring their sadness to us? What should we do? What should we say? Should we do or say anything? When children bring their sadness to us, we can validate, we can just acknowledge, and we can use this warm voice, calm and safe, because we want to let them know that being sad is safe. So we can say, I know. Or, I can see that you're sad. I'm right here with you. Or just, We can also offer them our listening ear. Tell me more. Not with pity, not with, you know, a bit scared. Oh boy, tell me more. No, just tell me more. Sadness indeed isn't something to run away from or need rescuing from, but it is a feeling that we learn how to cope with and handle and manage by being validated as we experience it and by being held while we go through it, just allowing us to feel sadness in the presence of a warm, loving adult is extremely beneficial. And it's beautiful that our children come to us and express their sadness, reaching out to us. And this is a skill we want them to keep as they grow older, as they grow up and turn into adults who know how to reach out for support when things become a bit difficult to handle, instead of withdrawing or pushing down their feelings. But how do I do this? How can I sit with my child's sadness? It's really difficult for me. It's really hard. What can I do? These are very valid questions. And the first step you can take is just by acknowledging that it's hard, that it's difficult for you to be around sadness, to sit with your sadness. And don't force yourself into feeling differently about sadness. It's okay, whatever you're feeling, it's fine. And then you can find a good listener, or just, you know, a journal if a good listener isn't an option at the moment. And you can go back to your childhood and try to remember, how was it when you were sad? What are your first memories of being sad? How did the adults around you reacted in regards to your sadness? How did that make you feel? What would you have needed when you were sad? Going through your first memories with sadness is a great place to start on this journey of you being more comfortable around this feeling. And you will notice in time that you will become and you will be more comfortable around your child's sadness as well. So when they come to you and bring to you their sadness, you will be able to hold space for them, to listen to them, to validate them, and just allow them to just be with their sadness. I hope this has been helpful. Let me know in the comments, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next time. Bye.